Mystery drones have stalked U.S. for years. A sudden spike in unidentified drone sightings in the northeastern United States is unnerving residents and lawmakers alike. Similar incidents have occurred for years, however, with little apparent action from the government. Drone sighting reports in California, Maryland, Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Utah, and Virginia over the past month have rattled nerves, increasing anxiety about the possibility of drones being used to surveil or attack U.S. infrastructure. The sightings follow several high-profile incidents in recent months, including at U.S. military facilities throughout the country, as well as in the UK and Germany. The White House has downplayed the incidents and denied any evidence of a sustained threat to public safety. "We have not identified anything anomalous or any national security or public safety risk over the civilian airspace in New Jersey or other states in the Northeast," White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby told reporters on December 16. Kirby did acknowledge that drones had penetrated restricted airspace, however, including that of the Langley Air Force Base in Virginia, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio, and Picatinny Arsenal Military Research Facility in New Jersey. Although such sightings are currently receiving a lot of media attention, there have been several high-profile drone incidents in the past half decade for which the federal government has yet to formally account. 5 years ago, for example, groups of large drones began appearing off the coast of California. They stalked and surveilled several Navy and Coast Guard ships, including the technologically advanced guided missile destroyer USS Zumwalt. The incident raised alarms throughout the military and incurred a joint investigation by elements of the U.S. Navy, Coast Guard, and FBI. Members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the commander of the Pacific Fleet were kept primed with updates on the situation. No administration nor the Department of Defense has publicly stated what the drones were seeking to accomplish or who was operating them. Two investigative reports published by the War Zone in 2021 and 2022, however, revealed that ship logs from one of the Navy vessels involved had identified the source of the drones as the MV Bay Strait, a Hong Kong-flagged bulk carrier. In 2020, a new swarm of large drones began appearing in the skies over rural Colorado and Nebraska, where some of the nation's Minuteman III nuclear missiles are stored. Local officials eventually said no laws were being broken and that drone pilots were not required to file flight plans unless in controlled airspace, such as near an airport. Similarly, the FBI, the Federal Aviation Administration, and local authorities never publicly identified who was operating the drones and suggested most of the sightings were attributable to hobby drones and people misidentifying planets and stars as aircraft. Likewise, Kirby told reporters that many of the 5,000 reports of drone sightings over the past week were attributable to hobbyists, commercial drones, and people misidentifying stars as aircraft. Similar incidents have continued, apparently unabated, until the present. This year alone, drones have approached and entered the restricted airspace over U.S. military installations throughout the country and overseas. Drones were tracked around three separate military bases in the UK last month, including Royal Air Force Lakenheath, which serves as the U.S. Air Force's in Europe's only fighter wing of the fifth-generation F-35 aircraft. Shortly thereafter, federal agents arrested a Chinese national for flying an unregistered drone over Vandenberg Space Force Base in California and taking photos of the SpaceX rocket pads on a day that the contractor launched a sensitive national reconnaissance payload. Kirby attempted to assuage fears of a potential unidentified drone threat, saying that there were more than a million lawfully registered drones in the United States, with thousands of hobbyists and law enforcement offices using the technology. Still, the lack of a federal response to the growing number of drone-related incidents in recent years has left both lawmakers and the public in a state of uncertainty about what is to be done. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas testified earlier this week that the federal government simply doesn't have enough legal authority to engage drones that are not within restricted airspace, and instead said that local law enforcement should take the lead under federal supervision. In a post on social media platform X, New York Governor Kathy Hochul urged Congress to pass a law that will give us the power to deal directly with the drones. On December 16, Hochul also announced that the federal government will send the state a state-of-the-art drone detection system after a drone incursion forced the closure of a local airport. "I am grateful for the support, but we need more," she said on X. Besides the potential for espionage, The drone incursions of recent years have repeatedly come within striking distance of commercial airports and even within close range of the president's aircraft. Federal officials have not identified the drone operators in most of those cases, but maintain that there is no immediate or foreign-backed threat. President-elect Donald Trump suggested this week that the Biden administration had intelligence on the source of the drones, but was not revealing it to the public, preferring to keep it in suspense. Kirby rejected the idea. "There's absolutely no effort to be anything other than as upfront as we can be," Kirby said. "If we had information, intelligence or otherwise, that told us that there was a national security threat posed by this drone activity, I would say that." Kirby said the administration has surged personnel from the Departments of Defense and Homeland Security to help identify and respond to the northeastern U.S. drone sightings.